which angle are you looking at it, your point of vision. You are somewhere, you say it this way. Somebody with some other intention will say it differently. What about understanding it all together? That's what we are looking for, yes?
Jesting is teaching. Listen to it in earnest. Do not be in pawn to its appearance of jest. To jesters, every earnest matter is a jest. To the wise, jests are earnest. Lazy folk seek the pear tree, but it is a good way to that pear tree. Descend from the pear tree on which, at present, you have become giddy-eyed and giddy-faced. This is the primal egoism and self-existence, wherein the eye is awry and squinting. When you come down from this pear tree, your thoughts and eyes and words will no more be awry.
Did you listen? He explained again the tree. The tree was me and my first existence. What is my first existence? The animal. First time I was born, I was the animal. The second birthday is the intellectual ones. Here you will say, yeah, that me, that first existence is what makes your eyes cross so you cannot see properly. Yes?
You will see that this has become a tree of fortune, its boughs reaching to the seventh heaven. When you come down and part from it, God, in His mercy, will cause it to be transformed. On account of this humility shown by you in coming down, God will bestow on your eyes true vision.
So this is it. This is the price. If you pay this price, you will be given that feeling. The price is to letting go of this ego, of this big me. Yes?
If true vision were easy and facile, how should Mustafa have desired it from the Lord? He said, "Show me each part from above and below, such as that part is in your sight." Afterwards, go up the pear tree, which has been transformed and made verdant by the command, "Be."
Okay, you see, it's switching from story to story. We are coming back to our main story, remember? Moses. Because this is it. This book is about Moses and Pharaoh. Means being arrogant or believing in habiqat, in justice, real. Remember that meaning. Here he will say, all of this is the instrument of transformation. Yes, you have a point of view, and from that point of view, you see something. Good for you, but this is the transformation. When you're transformed, then that pearl tree is a pearl tree. You even going up and down doesn't change it. The situation for you, because you don't give in to this animal instinct, which you call it feeling. You understand the source of passion, yes?
This tree has become like the tree connected with Moses, inasmuch as you have transported your baggage towards Moses. The fire makes it verdant and flourishing. Its boughs cry, "Lo, I am God."
Do you remember the fire of the tree? Because the story of Moses starts like this, that Moses is looking for that little animal, period. Suddenly the voice comes. And you say, I want to see you. You know, you cannot. So, okay, I will show myself to the tree. And the tree is what? Fire. Why? Let's go back. What is fire? Satan, knowledge. Oh, you forgot? Knowledge, first of all, is Satan. He was closest angel to God before human being, because that's what it is, logic. What is wrong with Satan? He doesn't see the heart. He didn't see the heart. He said, ah, this is from earth, I'm from the fire, I'm better, because I'm logical. This fellow is illogical. Yes, being in love is illogical. That's why he is created. And the Satan cannot see that, because it cannot go in the heart. Logic is for outside, right? So hear him say, listen, first of all, this whole action is the tree of Moses for you, because over there Moses will see the fire, which should make you run away, but it doesn't make him run away. He stands and talks with the fire. And then he's given a part of that fire in the chest. Remember, he did this with his wife and all that. So Moses plays with the game of fire, of course, because it has that stick, which is the wood for preparing the fire, yes. But it will transform that stick. So here you say, yeah, you see, this fire suddenly will make you bloom, because a branch of that tree is saying, Inni in Allah, I'm for the God. That's why it is the fire. That part of the fire, that angel. Yes?
Beneath its shade, all your needs are fulfilled. Such is the divine alchemy. That personality in existence is lawful to you, since you behold therein the attributes of the Almighty.
Oh yeah, this me and my existence is no good for you, except you will change. When you will change, it's good for you. How? How? Listen, I'm talking about me and my existence, right? So I'm arrogant, I'm a bad fellow. But if you look in it and you will see the adjective of the Creator in yourself, look in you, there is a potentiality of creativity, right? So somehow the adjective of Creator is in you. That's what's in you. Then look at you and like it, because you're not liking me. You're liking that stuff in me. If I'm proud, I'm proud of the potentiality I had to learn, the IQ I was given. Shouldn't I notice that? Should I understand that I'm given this? So the arrogance will change to something else. What? Yes?
The crooked tree has become straight, God revealing, its root fixed and its branches in the sky.
Ah, that's how you change. Because this tree, what was this tree? This existence. Is it? This existence is here to do what? This is here to do something. The principle of it is established, but of course it has different branches here and there, different shapes here and there. But the main stuff is something hidden underneath that eye. If you could give up that eye, then you will get it, inshallah. We'll leave the next paragraph to next time, because now we go to the last story. We go back to Moses to understand what the Moses is all about and why you should appreciate it, inshallah. Okay. گفت قبطی تو دعایی کن که من از سیاهی دل ندارم آن دهن که بود که قفل این دل وا شود زشت را در بزم خوبان جا شود مسخی از تو صاحب خوبی شود با بریزی باز کروبی شود یا به فر دست مریم بوی موش یابد و تری و میوه شاخ خوش سپیندم در سجود افتاد و گفت که خدای عالم جهر نهفت جز تو پیش کی برارد بند دست هم دعا و هم اجابت از تو است همزه اول تو دهی میل دعا تو دهی آخر دعا را جزا اول و آخر تویی ما در میان هیچی که نیاید در بیان این چنین میگفت تا افتاد تشت از سر بام و دلش بیهوش گشت باز آمد و به هوش اندر دعا لیس للانسان الا ما سعا در دعا بود و که ناگه نعری از دل قبطی به جست و پره که هلا بشتاب و ایمان عرضه کن تا ببرم زود زنار کهن آتشی در جان من انداختند مرد بلیسی را به جان بنواختند دوستی تو و از تو ناشگفت حمدلله عاقبت دستم گرفت کیمیایی بود صحبتهای تو کم مباد از خانه دل پای تو تو یکی شاخی بودی از نخل خلد چون گرفتم او مرا تا خلد بود سیل بود آنک تنم را در رو بود برد سیلم تا لب دریای جود من به بوی آب رفتم سوی سیل بحر دیدم در گرفتم کیل تاس آوردش که اکنون آب گیر گفت رو شد آبها پیشم حقیر شربتی خوردم ز الله اشترا تا به محشر تشنگی ناید مرا آنی که جوی و چشمه ها را آب داد چشمه ای در اندرون من گشاد آن جگر که بود گرم و آب خار گشت پیش همت او آب خار کاف کافی آمد و بحر عباد صدق وعده کاوها و یا و عین و صاد کافی هم بدهم تو را من جمله خیر بی سبب بی واسطه یاری غیر کافی هم بینان تو را سیری دهم بی سپاه و لشکرت میری دهم بی بهارت نرگس و نسرین دهم بی کتاب و اوستا و تلقین دهم کافی هم بی داروت درمان کنم گور را و چاه را میدان کنم موسی را دل دهم با یک عصا تا زند بر عالمی شمشیرها دست موسی را دهم یک نور و تاب که تپانجه می زند بر آفتاب چوب را ماری کنم من هفت سر که نداید ماده مارو را زنر خون نیامیزم در آب نیل من خود کنم خون این آبش را به فن شادیت را غم کنم چون آب نیل که نیابی سوی شادی ها سبیل باز چون تجدید ایمان برتنی باز از فرعون بیزاری کنی موسی رحمت ببینی آمده نیل خون بینی از او آبی شده چون سر رشته نگهداری درون نیل ذوق تو نگردد هیچ خون من گمان بردم که ایمان آورم تا از این طوفان خون آبی خورم من چه دانستم که تبدیلی کند در نهاد من مرا نیلی کند سوی چشم خود یکی نیلم روان برقرارم پیش چشم دیگران همچنان که این جهان پیش نبی غرق تسبیح است و پیش ما قبی پیش چشمش این جهان پر عشق و داد و پیش چشم دیگران مرده و جماد پست و بالا پیش چشمش تیز رو از کلوخ و خشت او نکته شنود با عوام این جمله بسته و مرده ای زین عجبتر من ندیدم پرده ای گورها یکسان به پیش چشم ما روزه و حفره به چشم اولیا آمه گفتندی که پیغمبر ترش از چه گشت است و شده است او زوخش خواست گفتندی که سوی چشمتان می نماید او ترش ای امتان یک زمان در چشم ما آیید تا خنده ها بینید اندر حل عطا از سر امرود بن بن مایدان منعکس صورت به زیرا ای جوان آن درخت